So this, excuse me, this period is a guided meditation, and in this period the meditation will be one of metta. Metta, spelled in English M-E-T-T-A, is the Pali word which is translated as, it's most commonly translated as loving kindness. And the more direct, more literal translation of metta is friendliness. And for myself, I prefer the translation of friendliness, because sometimes the idea of developing loving kindness seems quite out of reach. It at times it seems a little bit unrealistic, especially when we come to think about people who we don't really like. But the idea of wishing for friendliness somehow seems to be a little bit more accessible. And so I would suggest that when you think of metta, you think of friendliness. If you read Buddhist books, most commonly you'll see it translated as loving kindness. But I suggest remembering it as friendliness. What's meant by metta and by friendliness is really it's really cultivating the wish for the well-being of self and others. So metta is the wish for the well-being of self and others. It's cultivating an attitude of friendliness towards oneself and others in order to, we could say, as a way of kind of turning the mind away from the forces which are so common in our lives, the forces of ill will, of hatred, of anger, all the negative forces that come into our minds and that really separate us and cause tension and friction between people. So metta is the cultivation of an attitude of friendliness. It's the cultivation of a wish for friendliness, a wish for well-being, as a way of breaking down separation, as a way of breaking down, of seeing through the sense of self and other. Through the practice of metta, we can cultivate within ourselves a feeling of friendliness, an experience of friendliness. And we can also, through the practice of metta, come to recognize that the happiness the happiness and the well-being of others is dependent on happiness and well-being of ourselves, and the happiness and well-being of ourselves is dependent on the happiness and well-being of others. So happiness, well-being, friendliness, and we could say peace, is really an interdependent thing. It's not just something that each of us can do on our own. It really is a relationship. And the practice of metta can really help us to connect with relationship, with connection, and to start to break down this sense of me and you. So the practice of metta is somewhat different than the Vipassana practice, the insight meditation practice. In the practice of metta, we actually use words. And in the practice of metta, unlike in the Vipassana practice, where we're just sitting and giving attention to whatever comes, in the metta practice, we're actually trying to cultivate a particular attitude, to cultivate an attitude of friendliness, of kindness. But important to remember that it is a cultivation. And when we're cultivating something, when we plant a seed to cultivate the crop, we don't expect to plant the seed and immediately have the plant come up. We plant the seed and then we know that we have to water it, and we have to take care of it, and we have to nourish it. And in time, the plant comes up. And so in, in doing the metta practice, being watchful for getting frustrated or feeling that it's not working or can't do it, and see if there can be some patience with the practice and some steadiness with it and some continuity. And if you find that you're getting frustrated and getting upset and getting hard on yourselves, then all the more reason to practice metta. So in the metta, we'll, as I said, we'll use phrases, we'll use words, and the way we'll do this is that I'll say some phrases, and as I say them, you can just silently repeat the phrases. If it really feels awkward for you to repeat the phrases, then you can just kind of just take the phrases in and then just sit in silence for a minute and really let the phrases settle into you. And not necessarily saying them, but just allowing space for them. Okay, so you'll have a better sense of it as we do the practice. Okay, so again, coming to a comfortable sitting posture. And with the metta, sometimes it's helpful to put a little bit more emphasis on the comfortable sitting posture. So not being so fixed on the uprightness. But really coming to a position of comfort and ease that can allow for a well-being, a sense of well-being, a sense of friendliness and kindness to yourself. And then we'll begin again by connecting with the ground, just being aware of the body resting on the earth, and really feeling that connection. Being aware of the support of the earth, how the earth really does support us in so many ways. And as you feel settled and grounded, bringing the attention to the whole body. Again, being aware of how the body feels in the sitting posture. Being aware of the sensations of body that show. Not looking for anything special or any particular experience, but just to be open to what is. And now, gently bringing the attention to rest in the heart area, just in the area of the chest around the heart, allowing the awareness to gently rest there, and becoming aware of whatever sensations are present in the heart area. Being aware of tightness or relaxation or warmth or coolness, pulsing, vibrating, buzzing, pain, perhaps not feeling any particular sensation. So just whatever the experience in the heart area is, opening to that and allowing the heart area to express itself in that opening to the experience in the heart area, just seeing if you can connect with how you're feeling about yourself right now. Just noticing if there's ease with yourself, calmness, peace, or is there criticism and judgment? Is there anger towards yourself? Just seeing if you can connect with how you're feeling about yourself, what you're thinking about yourself, and as much as possible opening to that, allowing it. Not trying to change it, not trying to make it different, but opening to it. And in that opening, allowing for an expression of friendliness towards oneself. Being kind and gentle towards oneself. Being supportive of oneself. And now as I say the phrases, you can silently repeat them to yourself, or just sit and allow the phrase to kind of vibrate within you. May I be safe and free from harm. May I be free from pain and illness. May I live with happiness and peace. May I be safe and free from harm. May I be free from pain and illness. May I live in peace and happiness. May I be safe and free from harm. May I be free from pain and illness. May I live in happiness and peace. Now let's just take a few minutes and each one of us silently towards ourselves repeating the phrases. Or if you like, you can make up three or four phrases of your own. And just silently repeating these phrases towards yourself. And as you repeat the phrases, as much as possible, keeping in touch with the experience in the heart area, opening to it. And as you finish the phrases, just coming back to rest in the heart area. Now let's expand our awareness and bring to mind and heart someone who you feel very close to, someone who you really care for. Could be a family member or a close friend. And sometimes like to choose someone who's going through a difficult time and who could really use some support and friendship. And bringing this person to mind and to heart, and becoming aware of the relationship to this person, of how we feel about this person, being aware of the closeness, the connection. And being aware of the sensations in the heart area, wishing for this person, may you be safe and free from harm. May you be free from pain and illness. May you live in happiness and peace. May you be safe and free from harm. May you be free from pain and illness. May you live in happiness and peace. And again, taking a few minutes to silently repeat these phrases, or any other phrases that may come to you and may feel more appropriate towards this person. And again, as you finish the phrases, bringing the attention back to rest in the heart area. And again, expanding the awareness and bringing to mind and heart now someone who we don't know, someone who's a stranger, but who we've seen somewhere or who we've heard about. And again, perhaps someone who's in some difficulty. Someone who we've heard of or seen somewhere who's experiencing dukkha. And bringing that person to mind and heart. Opening to the sensations in the heart area and becoming aware of our thoughts and feelings about this person. Perhaps we can notice that with strangers, sometimes we have a sense of connection. Sometimes we hear about someone and think, oh, I'd like to meet that person. Sometimes with strangers we experience fear. Sometimes with strangers there's a very neutral feeling. And just connecting with how you feel about this person who you've brought to mind and heart. And wishing for this person, may you be safe and free from harm. May you be free from pain and illness. May you live in happiness and peace. May you be safe and free from harm. May you be free from pain and illness. May you live in happiness and peace. And again now, silently repeating the phrases toward this person, this stranger, as much as possible, keeping connected with the heart area. And as you finish the phrases, again coming to rest in the heart area. Mm-hmm. And again, now we expand the awareness and bring to mind and heart someone who we've had some difficulty with. Sometimes best for the first time to choose someone who you've had a little difficulty with, not choosing your worst enemy. And bringing this person to mind, and as much as possible, opening the heart to this person, and becoming aware of thoughts and feelings about this person. Not trying to change that or thinking it should be different, but really acknowledging how you feel about this person, acknowledging your relationship with this person, and in that way expressing metta. And just as I wish for kindness, for friendliness towards myself, even though I have difficulty with this person, I wish, may you be safe and free from harm. May you be free from pain and illness. May you live with happiness and peace. As much as possible, opening the heart, and to the extent possible, wishing for this person. May you be safe and free from harm. May you be free from pain and illness. May you live with happiness and peace. And again, taking a few minutes to continue silently repeating the phrases. And as you finish the phrases, again bringing the attention back to the heart area. And so with metta, we include ourselves, we include the friendly and those who we're close to, and the strangers of the world, the countless people who we don't know, and those who we have difficulty with. And so we can expand the awareness and open the mind and heart as much as possible to all beings, to all the people, known and unknown, friendly and unfriendly, near and far, and all the animals and the birds and the insects, and the fish, all the beings in the water and in the earth, and on the earth and in the air. Opening mind and heart as much as possible to all beings. And wishing, may all beings be safe and free from harm. May all beings be free from pain and illness. May all beings live in happiness and peace. I'm just taking a couple of minutes to silently repeat the phrases as much as possible, encompassing all living beings. Embracing our connection with life. And our wish for happiness and friendliness. May all beings be safe and free from harm. May all beings be free from pain and illness. May all beings live in happiness and peace. And gently now bringing the attention back to rest in the heart area. And as you feel settled, again expanding to the whole body. So in the formal metta practice, generally we begin with ourselves and then go to someone who we feel close with, someone who it's easy to open to and to feel a connection with. And then we direct the attention to a stranger. It could be someone who we've seen somewhere, or who we've seen in newspaper or on television, or someone who we've been told about, and checking in with our connection with that person and how we feel about that person. So the stranger, and then we go to someone who we have some difficulty with. And as I said, probably better not to start with your worst enemy, but start with someone who you can feel some sense of connection with, and who there can be some sense of wishing for their well-being. Even though you may not like the person, still to be able to wish for their well-being and to express friendliness. And then gradually you can go to more and more difficult people. And then finally, embracing as much as possible all beings and extending the wish for well-being and for happiness, friendliness to all beings. So this is the formal practice. And we can make that part of the retreat practice. One way of doing that is to take one sitting each day, or part of one sitting each day, and just do the formal metta practice. So one of the quiet sittings when we're not up here speaking, filling you with more ideas and more words, just to use your own words to express friendliness and kindness in that kind of formal way. We can also use the metta in a little bit less formal way, and one way of doing that is just at the beginning of each sitting, just when you sit and get a little bit quiet, just to take a few minutes and just kind of do a mini metta. Just again recalling to mind yourself, a friendly person, a stranger, and an unfriendly person. You could kind of, if you want to do it more quickly, you can kind of bring them all together and just go through the phrases one time for everyone. So just to take a little bit of time at the beginning of a sitting. Another way is at the end of a sitting, when the bell goes, instead of immediately jumping up and rushing off to, I don't know where we're rushing off to, but there's nowhere to go here. Instead of just immediately jumping up, just stay sitting and just take a few minutes just to cultivate the metta, and just to bring some steadiness and some friendliness towards yourself and others before taking off. We can also use the metta in a form that doesn't go through the whole formal thing. So, for example, if you notice that you're getting kind of down on yourself and really being judgmental and critical, yelling at yourself in silence, then just think, okay, let me do some metta. And remembering that metta is a choice to turn the mind away from ill will and hatred. It's a choice to turn the mind towards kindness and friendliness. Much, much more important, much more constructive than keeping caught up in the judgment and criticism and self-hatred. So if you notice that happening, just bring in some metta towards yourself. Or if you start to notice that you're getting down on someone else, maybe the person next to you is moving a little bit too much, and you start to get agitated about it, just send some metta towards yourself, and then send some metta to the other person. Maybe they're going through a really difficult time, and maybe they could use that support. Or if someone comes to mind who you've had a big fight with just before the retreat, just to recognize that and to acknowledge that disagreement, but then as much as possible cultivate and generate the attitude of metta, of friendliness, and just making that choice to turn the mind in a particular direction. And then spend a little bit of time doing the metta, and then come back to the meditation practice. So different ways of using the metta, and I'd really encourage you to explore that. And as I said, sometimes it just doesn't feel right. Sometimes you think, oh, this isn't doing anything, you know, what's the point? But I really encourage you just to keep with it and to keep trying it and see what happens.